الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the ayat and the surah which I have recited is a famous surah of the Holy Quran. It is such a most beautiful surah in which Allah has described the entire and the essence of deen. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not revealed any other surah, this surah would have been sufficient for the guidance of mankind. Such a beautiful surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the qualities which will guarantee success. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on wal asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on time. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on time, that all our success, all our moral, our spiritual, our material development has to be done within the framework of time. So time becomes our greatest asset, our greatest aspect of success. All the formula for success which has been mentioned in the surah, the four formulas, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the entire humanity is at a loss, except the one who has iman, the one who do righteous and good deeds, the one who emphasizes and encourages haq and truth, and the one who encourages and propagates perseverance. These four aspects of success has to be done within the framework of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne waqt ki qasam kahi hai, kyunki ye insaan ke sabse bara sarmaya hai. Wo tamam khubiyan jo kamyabi ki zamin hai, usko waqt ke andar aur daaira mein karna padta hai, aur usko isi waqt mein apnani padti hai, aur ye sab kuch waqt ke andar hi karna padta hai. All of these things, the aspect of the formula of the success, has to be done within the framework of time. Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, you know, says a very beautiful aspect. He says one day he was thinking, why did Allah Ta'ala take an oath on time? And he said, why did Allah Ta'ala take an oath on time? And thinking about this, he went into the marketplaces and he saw a person who was selling a block of ice. And as he was selling a block of ice, he was telling people, irhamu may yadhubu ra'su malih. Oh people, have mercy upon the one whose merchandise is melting away. Some people can keep merchandise for 1 year, 2 years, how long we will keep it. But here he was saying, my merchandise is melting away. If you don't buy from me now, after half an hour, I will have nothing to sell. Oh people, buy from me now, otherwise my merchandise and my stock is melting away. So Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, I understood why Allah Ta'ala took an oath on time. He worked. Ye baraf ki tarah hai. It is like the aspect of a block of ice. Once time goes, it is gone, you will never ever get it again. Once time goes, you will never ever get it again. You know, it is like a block of ice that is going every minute, every way it is ticking, gone, never to come back again. That is why this is the reality of time. Normally we say that time is money. Many times we say time is money. Now, there is some truth in that. It means if you got time and you utilize your time correctly, you would be able to make money. Or you have the possibility of making money. And if you waste time, you are wasting that time to be able to make money. But there's a problem with regard to that particular metaphor. It tells us about the purpose of life which is misplaced. It is like an example. A small child, you give him money, he says, money is chocolates. Money is sweet. Now the adults will laugh at him. You say, but only thing you can think about money is to buy sweets. But for him, it is the most important thing. But we will laugh at him. Because we will tell him that for you, the only aspect that you can think about money is to buy sweetened chocolates. Now for us to say, time is money, then for us we have equated that the most important aspect in our life is material things. So this we has made, we must value time the way we value wealth and money. And that becomes the most important aspect of our life. Now the problem with regard to that is that after you have made the money, what do you do with your time? If you say time is money, right? If you say time is money, then if after you have made money, what you do with your time? So someone has very beautifully put it this way. If time is money, I got time, then where is the money? If time is money and I got time, where is the money? We are led by a very different metaphor. A different metaphor that for us, time is even more precious than money. For us, time is even more important than money. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, the famous Sahabi, used to say, a day I spend in which I have not increased my good deeds is the cause of the greatest sadness for me. A day has gone and I have not done good deeds, that is the greatest sadness for me. So we are driven by a different metaphor. That is why you find that in the time of the golden period of Islam, people used to use them time so constructively. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, very famous writer, a very famous author and alim, his grandson says, I heard my grandfather saying from the mimbar of the masjid one day, I wrote my first book when I was 13 years of age. There's even today people who have done this. Mu'abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahullah, one of the great thinkers of our time, wrote his first book in Arabic around the age of 18 and 19. He said, I wrote my first book at the age of 13. And he says that I heard my grandfather say, one day he was sitting in the mimbar and he was talking. He said, with his hands, I have written 2,000 volumes of books for the sake of deen. That's how they, today we find, we've got a lot of gadgets to save our time. We've got smartphones. We've got fryers in our houses. We've got vacuum cleaners. Previously, they didn't have vacuum cleaners. They had to sweep manually. And you got the kitchen gadgets which are supposed to save time. But the irony is, despite all of those time-saving gadgets that we have in our life, one of the problems is we can't show what we have done with the time that we were supposed to save with all those time-saving gadgets. We are very busy. Everyone is busy. At the end of the day, we can't show what we are busy with and what we have achieved with being so busy. What has made our life better? What has made the life of the ummah better? The humanity better? And this is the irony with regard to our time. So for us, we are different. We are driven by a different metaphor. The metaphor is that no, for us, time is more important than money. Someone had said it very beautifully, said, if you waste time, you waste your life. If you master time, you master your life. There is no time to do anything productive. You must find the time yourself to do something that is positive. Let me just repeat that. If you waste time, you waste life. If you master time, you master your life. There is no time to do anything good. You have to find the time and go and do it. This is a reality with regard to it. Log kehte hain ki waqt sarmaya hai. Ye ek had tak sahi hai. Agar waqt ka sahi istemal kiya to daulat mil sakti hai. یہ بھی صحیح ہے لیکن یہ کہنا کہ سب سے اہم چیز دولت ہے یہ غلط ہے دنیا کا تصور ہے کہ دولت سب کچھ ہے ہمارے یہاں یہ ہے کہ وقت دولت سے بھی اہم ہے Now after understanding this today we are living in a time where people have different you have management courses to have time management and it is very expensive to go into these courses I'm giving it to you for free Inshallah. All my workshops are for free, by the way. This aspect, you know, they find that, you know, go for time management workshops. You have time management books. All of that is there. I'm saying out of all of those time management workshops that people will go attend to, I always find it very, sometimes disappointed, sad. We will go for all of that to management gurus. But the greatest example in every aspect of our life is our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why don't we learn from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the aspect of managing our time? We will find it amazing. What do we find? How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam prioritized his task. He kept his words. He planned his day. I will show you during the course of either today or tomorrow how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his time in the day, how he spent his time in the night. Every aspect was meticulously planned. His speech was precise. One of the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was utitu jawami al-kalim. I was given comprehensive and brief speech. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech was not very long. It was short. It was precise. It was to the point. Everyone understood it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to repeat his speech 3 times. Sometimes to emphasize the aspect of his speech, he used to hit his hand on his thighs and tell the people, understand what I'm saying. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech was brief, concise, yet comprehensive of great meaning. You know, the ulama say with regard to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, there was a dua for every occasion in his life. Dua to wake up. Dua at the time of Ishraq. Dua before eating. Dua after eating. Dua when you go to the bathroom. Dua when you come out of the bathroom. Dua when there is excessive wind. Dua when you're going out into the morning and you're leaving your house. Dua when you come into the house. Dua when there is excessive wind. Dua when there is extreme cold. Dua when there is extreme heat. Which tells you that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam led a life that was occupied with useful activity and prayer every moment of the day. Now let us look at some of the aspects of time management from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first aspect, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an early starter, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to emphasize to start early. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in a most beautiful hadith, and he used to make dua, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, give barakat for my ummat in the early hours of the morning. Now this is one of the tragedies of our time. Especially if you go into Muslim countries, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, people can't start early. They finish their supper 2 o'clock in the morning. They start and open up their shop 11, 12 o'clock in the day. Half the day is gone. That is the time they are starting their life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Allah gives barakat to my ummat in the early hours of the day. Start off your day with fajr. Start off your day with zikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will see the barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. There is a rawi of hadith who says, when I heard this hadith from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I used to start off early. And I was surprised by the amount of barakah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. Sometimes people feel that, you know, we can start and we can work properly in the late hours of the night. And they feel that that is good. I'm not going to say with regard to, it's not haram. There's not haram. Here we're talking about aspects which we learn from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps just change it. Sleep early and then start off early and do your work. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. The second aspect that we learn from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to sabse pehle ye hai, ke subah ke waqt jaldi shuru kare. Isme Allah Taala ne barkat rakhi hai. Aur Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ummat ke liye dua kiya hai ke jo subah ko subah savere jaldi shuru kare, Allah Taala usko barkat ada farmata hai. The second aspect with regard to the time management from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is you surround your time and you plan your day around your time for salah. Look at how beautifully Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was asked. I think it was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, subject to correction. One of the Sahabis asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best deed of a believer? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, salat li waqtiha, salat on its proper time. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Allah has prescribed salat at its proper time. Brothers, I can't overemphasize this point. The discipline to give up what you are doing, the discipline to go away from the distractions of this world and to go and perform your salat strengthens your willpower to live a productive life. The discipline to take away time from what you are doing in your world, the discipline to be able to go away from the distractions of this world and to go and perform your salat, it gives you the courage and the power to live a productive life. Just as you endeavor to be on time for important meetings, even more important than that is performing salat on its proper time. Performing salat on its proper time will energize you like nothing else can do so. So the second aspect with regard to one of the most important aspects of time management is to plan your day around your salat. And it's important for us to do so. Salat ko apni zindagi ka markaz banaye aur mahwar banaye. This is important. The second thing with regard to time management. The third important aspect is do not procrastinate. Do not delay, especially in doing good things. I said there is no time for doing good things. There's no time for anything. You have to find the time to do things. Whether it be your salat, whether it be your tahajjud, whether it be your tilawat, whether it be going to visit people, it's important for us to be able to take out that time. Otherwise, there isn't time. And do not procrastinate. One of the biggest procrastination, and we used to learn from the Urdu kitabs, that time when we used to learn Urdu, aaj ke kaam kal par mat dalo. The only time, today you don't have to do it. They say that why leave something for tomorrow when you can get your co-worker to do it for you today? Why let it? Your person will do it for you. So don't. But you used to say one of the greatest aspects of procrastination is to do things and say we'll do it tomorrow or bukra, or how the Arabs say badal bukra, not even tomorrow, after tomorrow. This is the greatest aspect of procrastination of time. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never taught this. I'll give an example, two examples, and we'll conclude with this. What a beautiful example. One day Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was performing Asr Salah. And immediately after Asr Salah, normally Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit, read tasbih, interact with the sahaba. The moment Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam completed his Asr Salat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rushed into the house. And he gave instructions and he came back. And he saw that the sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala ajma'in, was somewhat perplexed. And he told them and he said, the reason why I went was, it was towards the end of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, one of the last, the last few moments of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life when this happened. And he said, oh my sahaba, I remembered I had certain gold coins that were in my house. And I went quickly to tell my wives, go and give it away. How is it possible that something could happen? I could die. And I don't think it is appropriate for a Nabi of Allah to die while he has assets and material things in his house. So immediately when I remembered, I went home and I told my Azwaj Mutahharat, go and give this away in charity. He didn't wait. I will do it after Maghrib. I will do it tomorrow. Immediately when he remembered, immediately he went and he went to go and give it away. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most beautiful aspect with regard to his life is one day he was, Abdullah bin Rawaha, one of the Sahaba, Abdullah bin Rawaha passed away in the Battle of Muta. One of the Sahaba, Anas bin Nadar or Nadar bin Anas, in the Battle of Uhud, he asked Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he didn't eat for a long time. He was about to eat a kajur. And he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I go and give my life in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, will Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant me Jannah? He said, yes, Allah will grant you Jannah. He took the kajur and he threw it away. And he said, why should I delay for Jannah even to the extent of eating one kajur? And he went into the midst of the battle, Allah Ta'ala granted him shaheed. He became a martyr. He didn't procrastinate. By pehle khao, uske baad jayenge jihad mein, pata nahi kya karenge. No, no. He first, the moment he heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, If you go out and become shaheed in the path of Allah, Allah will grant you Jannat. He left his kajur and he went. All I'm saying is, what we learn from the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not procrastinate in doing things that are good. This is a way that we will, inshallah, save our time to be able to do things that are productive. This is one of the cornerstones of what our pious salaf and our pious people learn from our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a tawfiq of understanding. Inshallah, if we get time, we will conclude other aspects of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving us, learning from the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how to manage our time. Inshallah, next week we will see how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent much of his day, in which of his activities he spent much of his time. And inshallah, hope that we will be able to benefit from it and use our time constructively, productively, from the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.